Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I am excited to be on the line with you today. Thank you for coming on Transformation Begins With You. We are excited today to just try to bring you the best that we can in empowerment. Before we get started, Transformation Begins With You is sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. And so we're going to get right into it today. As you know, this is only 15 minutes of empowerment for your soul. And, of course, on the line is my partner and the VP of Harvest Girls International, Regional Vice President, Helen Chambers of WOW Atlanta. Hey, Helen, how you doing today?
Hey, Chris.
Well, Helen, here we are again wanting to empower this listening audience out here. What do you have for us today, Helen?
Well, Chris, I was just thinking, I have been following you on your empowerment trainings, your empowerment sessions with Stay in the Game, and they have been so inspirational for me. You've been talking about the locker room secret for success, and I even saw where you were able to give out the playbook for staying in the game, the official playbook, I might say. But, Chris, what I want to know from you is, once you're determined to pursue your goals and your dreams and really get out there and win at this game called life, sometimes you need a team. Sometimes a team is required to get you to where you need to be. So would you give us some insight on building maybe a celebration team, or maybe it's your Super Bowl team, a team that believes in you? Because one thing that I know, whether it's your ministry, a nonprofit, it's your business, you're an entrepreneur, even the president needed a team. One of the quotes from John Maxwell says, strong leaders who change our country dreamed big and were successful because they were part of a team. So can you expound on that, Chris, about building a team, a celebration team?
Absolutely. Of course, Helen, there are several sayings out there about, but my favorite one is teamwork makes the dream work. And so I believe that. Harvest Girls International could not be Harvest Girls International without a team. And so in putting the team together, it's crucial that even in planning your goals and dreams, many people, when they start out planning their dreams and their purpose and they're working in their purpose, they try to do it alone. And many times they feel that they're not being, well, let me say this. Sometimes you feel like you're failing at what you're trying to do. And some of that is because you have not designed a team to help you along the way. In pursuing any goal in life, any dream in life, any road to your purpose, you have to have a team to help you along. Now, I call it a celebration team. A celebration team is a team that you build yourself. You ask people who you know that are in your corner, who are rooting for you, who will celebrate you, but yet they will still tell you your rights from your wrongs. They will still help you to stay the course. They will give you constructive criticism, and they will celebrate you when you achieve those goals that you so desire. So I ask everyone, as they design their celebration team, to make sure that everybody's on one accord. Make sure that they're not yes people just saying yes to everything that you do. Make sure that these are people that you trust, that you believe in, that believe in you. And they will help you along the way, because most of the time when we talk about these destinations and walking into our destiny and our purpose, we never talk about it takes a team to do that. So, yes, I say you need a celebration team. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Wow, Chris, that's really great. I was sitting here taking notes myself on, you know, a celebration team, because as I began to further build Wild Atlanta here down in Atlanta, Georgia. And, of course, what I'm building is what I call a power team. So I just want to share a little bit about my power team. Of course, they've got to celebrate what I do. They've got to be in the corner, my corner, what I do. And I know there are all kind of requirements for a team, but some of the basics really remain the same. So I know when you're building a team, you got to look for someone that's, you know, with integrity. I'm looking, you know, for someone that maybe, you know, has the same vision and mission that really support my vision and mission, I should say. And when I'm going through things, then, like you say, once I'm going to have somebody on the team that says, I don't think that's just a good way to go. So I'm looking for someone that's going to be maybe, and even for yourself in building Harvest Girls International, sometimes we just got to have an encourager, someone to just lift us up because maybe that grant that we put out there didn't get it. So sometimes we need an encourager on our team, a true friend on our team. And I know that teamwork is about developing relationships with those on our team. And I know that when you're building those relationships, it's getting to know that person one-on-one, knowing how they fit in the team and what attributes and what barriers do to the team. It's sitting down with the team and also knowing each one of their strengths that they bring to the team, knowing that it's okay to really release someone from the team that's not really fitting well in the team. I can just share with you when I was asked to be on a team and I was really excited about a team, and I wanted to tweak that team the way that I wanted to tweak it, the way that I could fit into the team. And I was politely told that I was kind of too busy for that team. And so it's really okay to know that sometimes people are not going to fit in with your team because they have to go on with their dream. And that's what I really wanted to do, was go on with my team and my dream, even though I wanted to help that person along the way. So I commend that person for being a great leader to say, look, I know you're building what you're doing. I know what you're doing is significant. It's just not going to work for my team. So also someone that you can glean from, like a leader like you, Chris, you know, I'm able to glean from you. So did you want to share anything else about, you know, building a team? I know I've got a couple more attributes that I could go over, but I want you to share some more about that celebration team because that's really one of those wows.
Yeah, I really wanted to just encourage everyone out there to know that your team doesn't have to be large, and you don't have to have a formal meeting, and you don't have to have it set up like it's an organizational structure or anything of that nature. It could just be a couple of friends, male or female, that you know that you can discuss things with, that you can pour your heart out to and your soul out to, and they will encourage and uplift you, and they will keep you focused, and they will keep you on task. And so it doesn't have to be a large team. It could just be one other person. It could be just some people that you're bouncing off of. You don't have to always see them and know them. I have to say my team, that I have a personal team outside of the team in the organization, that I have life coaches that I bounce things off of. I'm a life coach myself, but I also have mentors and life coaches, and so I bounce things off of them, and they keep me on the right road and give me a great perspective. So I'm really excited about talking about these teams today, because I feel like in anything that you do, you don't have to go it alone. There is a celebration in you. No matter what has happened to you, you deserve a celebration team. You deserve someone to applaud you when you accomplish those things, or you have a mindset to do so, because the life that you want wants you, and your mission is possible. So, yes, I just want to say celebrate yourself. Get people who will celebrate with you. Get people who will not be afraid to tell you your rights and your wrongs. And I think that that's going to be a great journey, because then you can celebrate your journey so much better when you have empowered yourself with people that affirm you.
Okay, Chris, that is really very, very great what you're saying. I like the fact that you talked about you have a team outside of your organization, a team that pours into you, because we know that there are times when maybe you're not mentally where you need to be, so you need that team even though you're a life coach, that's going to pour into you so that you're able to pour into others and you're able to pour into your team. So that's one a great statement that you made there. One of the things I want to also talk about is when you're building your team and when you're getting that team cohesiveness is remember this, and Aretha Franklin says it better than anybody, respect. That's one of the things that we know when we have a team is being able to respect our team and having our team to respect us. Chris, I just want to say, and to the listening audience that is in the Atlanta, Georgia area, Chris is going to be here with us in October, October the 4th, at our Bounce Back with Brilliance. And she's going to be talking about stay in the team, stay in the game. And she's going to be talking about the secrets that come from the locker room. So you don't want to miss that. October the 4th, 2014, she's going to be here with our Empowered Woman Summit. Chris, did you have anything else before I kind of sign out here?
Well, I just wanted to leave you with what I always leave you with every week, and that is no matter what is going on in your life, you have the choice to choose because change comes by choice and not by chance, and truly transformation does begin with you, and that's all I have for today, Helen.
Okay, Chris, I want to just give us some insight from John Maxwell. I love John Maxwell's teaching. He's a great coach himself. And in his latest book about teamwork makes the dream work, he's talking about there are no lone rangers out there. And he's saying it's a myth that one person can do something great. Strong leaders who change our country dreamed big and were successful because they were a part of a team. And so I really believe in those things that I was saying, you know, the teamwork does make the dream work. Chris, the last thing that I do want to leave our listening audience with is teams will never realize their true potential unless everyone around the table feels they are in the midst of smart and talented peers. And I read that, I believe, by a lady named Nikki Roth. Once again, teams will never realize their true potential unless everyone around the table feels they are in the midst of smart and talented peers. Once again, I am Helen Chambers, Certified Life Coach and Executive Director of WOW Atlanta, a women's empowerment organization. And as always, transformation does begin with you. Celebrate the journey, and I am committed to the success of your journey. HelenJChambers.com.
And thank you so much for listening in. We hope that this has been 15 minutes of empowerment for your soul. And remember to go to the website, harvestgirls.com, and leave us a note. Tell us how you like the show. Tell us what you would like for us to talk more about. And we look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. Until then, remember, teamwork makes the dream work. Bye-bye now.